Yeah, welcome back to Morning Glory. A little late in the show, our 5-1 this week's going to be players with the best general kicking games in rugby league history on the back of, well, the threat that Nathan Cleary will present to the Melbourne Storm. That is tomorrow night, second grand final qualifier, Melbourne and Penrith. Question, me and Webby touched on it before, Joey. What's your opinion on Penrith? Do they look low on gas to you?
Yeah, I think they're low on gas. Kick outs, injured. Nathan Cleary buckled his shoulder last week with that challenge on Mitchell Moses.
I thought he was in trouble there.
Yeah. To'o's in real doubt. So this time of year you need momentum, you need your best players fresh, you need to be injury free, and they're not.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, you look at defence suffers, of course, when you're a little bit top. I think more than defence, because you can get away with just commitment and grit and toughness. I reckon the thing that suffers the most when you're down in energy is your creativity in attack. And watching last week, Webby, Isaiah Yeo was doing more kick-ups and hit-ups than ball playing. And, mate, the other thing is, like, they did a lot of set-up play last week. Like, Mel, they're a team to me, Penrith, who don't play chalkboard football. They actually get there and go for it. Like, Nathan plays his football like a bit of an exact science, but Jerome's just loose. And, mate, last week they were just resetting the middle all the time. It wasn't them.
What is going on with Jerome?
Jerome doesn't look loose anymore.
He doesn't, does he?
I think he's his best when he's a bit chirpy and he's into the opposition and he's bouncing around. I haven't seen that for a while off Jerome.
I reckon their side, Joey, lost a bit of confidence and went back and started analysing themselves too much.
You know, well, mate, they won 19. Was it 19 straight they won?
Yeah.
Did they peak too early? Well, you've got to have that momentum at the right time of year. Look at, you know, we keep talking about it. Look at South. Look at Wayne. Perfect.
Yeah. What, again, Joey, you mentioned this in your column this week. Like, the fact that the game's been played at 4 o'clock on a dry surface.
Big advantage.
It's a big advantage. So, but that was the Storm club that wanted the change because they didn't want to. It was scheduled to clash with the AFL Grand Final, and then they said, let's move it. Does that, to me, that just says that Melbourne are prepared to play you in any condition.
Put it this way. I think if to beat Melbourne, you've got to move the football. If I'm Ivan, I'm quite happy it was moved because I don't think they could beat Melbourne in night games where it's a little slippery. I think it's just it'd be claustrophobic and they'd shut Nathan down outside in. Where this game, if Penrith are willing to do it, they can move the football around. Penrith at their best with Isaiah Yeo ball playing through the middle, Nathan going at him, then Jerome looking after width, they can really worry Melbourne. It's just whether they can produce it, whether they can muster the creativity and the energy to do it. It's interesting this, before we go on to the rest of this preview. You know, it's really, and I wrote about this in the Telegraph today. Do you know, since 1980, there's only been 8 halves combinations that have played 100 games or more together since 1980. I was amazed by I thought there'd be almost 20. And looking at this, like Reynolds and Walker are about number 4 on the list. Daly Cherry Evans and Kieran Foran are 2 on the list. Wow. Playing it. And out of that 8, the only ones haven't won it with Reynolds and Walker, not to win a comp. So this is their last crack at it. What's interesting about these ones, right, is that the Penrith half 5-8, Nathan and Jerome have only played 44, but the devil's in the detail. They've cut all the way through as kids. They've played alongside each other.
Yeah.
Their win rate together is 92%.
From junior football?
In
NRL
first grade.
Right.
In 92%.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Anyway,
You know what? It wouldn't be far off that in if you took all their junior footy as well.
I agree.
Because I think they just had that much success.
They won comps.
They won everything, didn't they?
Yeah. When Munster and Jerome, they've played 40, but again, those blokes have played for a fair while in the spine, in different positions, or sometimes not in the same side.
I wonder what Cameron Munster has been. Has it been Munsey or Money?
Ah, did you see what he said yesterday? They asked him his opinion on Fox League. They asked him, they said, you know, what do you think about going into big games? And he said, yeah, I've got any superstitions. And he said words to the effect of, put it this way, if I train really good, I generally play bad. If I train really bad, I play good. So Craig doesn't mind me throwing a few balls on the ground, and that's what I do. So what it is, Jesus. He likes to be Munsey at training and then turns into Money during the games.
Didn't that happen for his Origin debut? Yes. I'm pretty sure he turned up and he was throwing balls all over the place. And Mal said to Cameron Smith, "What is going on here?" And he said, "That's right. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine."
he had one of the great Origin debuts.
This is a concern for Penrith. You got money. They're hoping money, not Munsey, on the left. And that's against Penrith's right, which is Paul Momorowski. Now, Momorowski bit a few times against Cody with Cody's speed and threat a couple of weeks ago. Now, and the thing about Paul is that he was at the Melbourne Storm for the 12 months beforehand.
Yeah.
And they, the Melbourne Storm, work out a player's tendencies. They're the best. They're the best at basically doing the tape on a person. Mm. That's a big matchup.
Yeah.
25th minute mark, boys. Harry Grant on Brandon Smith into the middle. Pappenhausen really comes to life at that point.
Hasn't he come back?
Oh man, hasn't he?
Why? Like there were fears that he was had gone back into his shell, but he's certainly come on, hasn't he?
I think got his confidence back. And I think it's a bit to do with the way they're playing too, Webby. I think when he first got back, they were playing too sideways. I think they've got back to sort of centralising their attack, taking or building their game better, which brings him into play.
They've built their season so well, Melbourne. They've had all these injuries and concerns with, you know, personnel, and then it's just all come together at the right time of year.
Joey, Nathan. Mm. So Nathan Cleary, last year in the grand final, they're very, very good at shutting him down. What And they'll do it again. They'll defend him the same way. They'll cramp him for space, defend him outside in. What can he do to sort of break the shackles?
Well, why don't they run the ball on the last play? If Christian Welsh has made it known he's going to come flying out, I'd be sitting my fullback just on the inside, just telling him, you're just jockeying on the inside. You can see someone sprinting from marker or coming from that tight defensive area, charging down the line. Just tip it inside to your fullback and play through the middle. Like if you're 50 metres out, and you do that bomb, which they do to the corner. Pretty much they bring the ball out 15 metres or even 20 metres out from their try line. If you run the ball, probably get down there anyway. So there's a real option. A bit more width out of dummy half on the last play, but kicking early is a big one. Mm. But he'll come up with a plan. He's smart, Nathan.
What about as far as ball playing? Because we saw in the grand final, he had that favourite shape last year, one under, two under to that block formation, sweeping formation, and Melbourne pressured him. He went for the big pass. Vunivalu picked him off.
I'd be playing, if I was playing against Melbourne now, I'd be playing long balls coming out of trouble because defensively they don't fly up when you're coming out of your own line. So I'd play around them in you know, yardage coming off your line. And then when I'm attacking, I'd be running the ball a lot, dummy and running, or playing short passes.
So Manly principle back when we played, Manly would be the same thing.
Short passes, play off that. Tack out a dummy half, get your dummy half attacking, change the angles around them. Because what they want you to do is try to play around them, try to play wide, throw long passes. Mm. Short pass, dummy and run, dig into them.
I'll ask you about this one too, Joey. Last week watching Nathan's kicking game, I thought he kicked really conservative last week. I thought he was sort of kicking for field position, just putting, you know, the Johnny Peard sort of kick to the corner, the over and over kick, basic kick, to try to cramp him. If you were Ivan, what would you prefer? Him take the punt on those dead ball bombs?
Definitely. From 50 out.
Just bang him.
From 50 out, just whack it high with those floating bombs. And working with Parramatta this year, they beat Melbourne twice. So the big thing talking to their halves at Parra is like, defensively, they're so hard to break down, need to score tries off kicks. First time they beat them at Bankwest, they scored two tries off kick. I think Sivo scored in the last couple of minutes from a bomb. And then when they beat him at Suncorp, same thing. They're kicking home, attacking, kicking home. You got to jag tries from kicks.
On the edges or straight down Pappy's throat?
On the edges.
Well, he hit a beauty last week.
Put the ball behind where the half defends. Get your back rower getting up and over.
It was unusual because Mitchell outkicked Nathan last week. Mm. Put a few bombs, those dead ball bombs himself to cause a lot of problems. Who wins and by how much, Webby?
I'll say Melbourne by 12.
Joey?
I said that, McCollum, Melbourne by 12, but I think Melbourne 20 plus. I think they'll win easy.
Righto. I think this is going to be one of these games that shocks us a little bit. I'm going to go Melbourne. I'm going to go 1 to 6 points. I think this is going to be tight.
Remember earlier in the year they had an absolute cracker out of Penrith Stadium?
Yep, they did.
Kick out hurled.
Yeah.
Someone up right
on the Jerome, end, right in the corner.
Jerome Hughes, maybe the last play of the game.
It was.
Yeah. See, last week, watching Penrith, I think if Penrith would have got 8 points clear against Parramatta, they would have relaxed and played and really gone on with it. with the expectation on their shoulders last week and never quite been able to break away. I thought they tightened up a little bit. I think this game, they're going in, no one's really given them a chance. I think it'll suit them. I think they'll play a little bit more football. I think it'll be a tight game.
There you go. Get on.
Yep. There you go. Harumph, harumph. We're going to take a break. Well, you've waited for it. It's coming up next. Chasing Dreams, Movie of the Week.